Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dimitri speaking. I'm the fraud supervisor here. How can I help you?
I've been sitting on hold waiting for the lady who said she was removing the charges and notating my account, so I'm not really sure how I ended up transferred to someone else. Are there any notes in your system that you can access so I don't have to start all over? Hello.
Yes, I'm still here. I'm looking at the account. Verify your shipping address for me, please.
14843 South 43rd Place, Phoenix, Arizona, 85044.
I do see here this is for our this is shipped out and be bear with me here, ma'am.
Sure.
It looks like you're just for the NovaFit Keto. All right. Do you remember paying $4.95 for shipping and handling? $4.95 for shipping and handling?
I don't even know what NovaFit Keto is.
So it's a dietary product.
Yeah, I've not done anything online with this card. So, and can you see the other part? There's two separate companies that look to be both identical except for the one number and your customer service number. So are you able to see that set of charges as well?
Yeah, for the 119.
It started off, two separate companies charged me $4.95 on the same day.
Right, that's the same company.
Okay.
It's just two different products.
Okay, well, what's the other product supposed to be?
One's a keto, one's a cleanse.
It says one was a smartwatch company and the other was a office supply. So
that's how it pops up on the bank statement. Since we're a third party, we handle customer support for a variety of online vendors. We do deal with smartwatches, gadgets, dietary products, mail system. We do a lot of different products. So it sometimes pops up differently on your bank statements.
So can you tell me what the first product is? I don't have any of these products, but can you tell me, because I'm going to have to, if you guys can't resolve this and cancel this account so my card doesn't keep charging, I'm going to have to explain to my bank what this is, because I told them it was a smartwatch and office supply. So what was the first product you said?
A keto, which is a dietary product, so dietary pills, and a cleanse, which is also a dietary product. It helps get rid of bad body toxins.
Yeah, so I didn't order any of these things. So can I get this canceled? So they're not keeping charging my card, and I've already canceled my card,
the account's already been canceled, so that stops all future transactions. And you don't? Do you think any of your household maybe ordered this?
It's just me and my daughter, who's a minor, in the house. So.
Okay. Well, what we can do for you, if you're claiming this is a fraudulent charge, you didn't order this, we can put this under a fraud investigation where still we contact the local authorities. We provide them with the IP address so they can verify what the actual charge was ordered from. During that fraud investigation, they do prosecute for fraud or false fraud charges. But if you don't want to go through that fraud investigation, we just have a courtesy refund amount. That would be 35%. But if you're sure you didn't order this, you don't know what this is for, we have the fraud investigation for you.
What happens if I've already launched this with my bank account? Because I don't want to just get 35% back. That's insulting.
The 35% is only for if you do not want to go through the fraud investigation. The 35% is for if you maybe ordered it or you just forgot you ordered it or something like that. That's why we have a fraud investigation for charges that a customer doesn't know of.
I think I'm just going to let my bank handle it. I've already launched the fraud investigation with them, so I don't understand how I need to do both. So
well, ours is pretty quicker. It only takes 3 to 5 days. But the thing is, going through your bank, they're going to call us to verify the charges, to see if you signed up for it. We do have to provide them with your name, the email that's on the account, the phone number, and the address. But that would make it look like you actually ordered. If we don't want to do that, that's why we have our own fraud investigation. Because they'll dispute it, and then they'll come back to it with a chargeback. So you would lose more money that you're actually trying to get back. That's why we have our own fraud investigation.
Yeah. I apologize because I'm just really a little leery because I don't want to be giving out any additional.
We don't ask you for any additional information, ma'am. You don't have to give me any additional information. I have the information here.
Okay. Well, how would they do a fraud investigation without additional information from me?
We don't need any information, additional information. We have your address, the phone number. We track it down from the IP address. That's the internet access, the internet source where it's ordered from. Well, the local authorities does, put it that way. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, then I'm going to call back because I launched this earlier because I've been trying to call this number since this morning, and somebody just called me back after I tried 5 different times. And the 2 questions my bank asked me before they launched their own fraud investigation was, have I filed a police report with any local authorities for this? I said no, and then they asked me if I gave any company my personal information regarding this, and I said no. And so if I'm doing that now, that's going to negate the 2 questions that I already answered for them earlier today.
Well, it wouldn't affect them personally, ma'am. Like I said, we have our own personal fraud investigation. We respond quicker, you know, with the fraud investigation with your car company. It could take up like a week or something like that, but ours doesn't take that long.
Yeah, I'm going to wait for I'm fine with waiting a week because I just don't want to be doing the same thing and I don't want to be handing out any additional stuff. But
so
I appreciate you.
You're not giving us any additional information, ma'am.
Well, okay.
I haven't asked you for anything, ma'am. You don't give us any additional information.
What do I need to do to say, yes, I want to launch the fraud investigation, and then what are they going to
do? That's all you have to do is to say yes, ma'am.
And then what's going to happen after that?
As I stated, we contact the local authorities. We provide them with the IP address that's on the account so they can verify where the actual charge was ordered from.
Okay. And then if they find that they can't find any way, will they then refund me this money that was taken out of my account, or who's going to refund me that?
We would issue the refund, ma'am.
Okay. All right, as long as nobody's calling asking me for any extra info that I don't feel comfortable giving out because I feel like I've been a victim of fraud, then you can go ahead and launch the investigation.
Okay. Well, just provide me a few seconds while I input that information for you, please, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm still here, ma'am. Just bear with me, please.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for patiently waiting, ma'am. All right, while the fraud investigation is going on, we're going to issue that those refunds for you. It's going to go back to the account within 3 to 5 business days. If we do need any more information from you, which I doubt, we'll email you. And is this your email here? ENNISEW@yahoo.com?
Yes.
But the refunds, they're going to go back to the account within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can do for you?
That's it for now. And then if somebody would just call me at this number and need any more info.
Exactly, yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, I appreciate your help, and you have a good rest of your evening.
You too, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.